Hearts in Atlantis, Disc 5.
Six. A dirty old man, Ted's casserole, a bad dream, village of the damned, down there. An hour or so after seeing his mother off, Bobby went down to Field B behind Sterling House. There were no real games until afternoon. Nothing but three flies, six grounders, or Rolly Bat. But even Rolly Bat was better than nothing. On Field A, to the north, the little kids were futzing away at a game that vaguely resembled baseball. On Field C, to the south, some high school kids were playing what was almost the real thing. Shortly after the town square clock had bonged noon and the boys broke to go in search of the hot dog wagon, Bill Pratt asked, "Who is that weird guy over there?" He was pointing to a bench in the shade, and although Ted was wearing a trench coat, an old fedora hat, and dark glasses, Bobby recognized him at once. He guessed S.J. would have, too, if S.J. hadn't been at Camp Winnie. Bobby almost raised one hand in a wave, then didn't, because Ted was in disguise. Still, he'd come out to watch his downstairs friend play ball. Even though it wasn't a real game, Bobby felt an absurdly large lump rise in his throat. His mom had only come to watch him once in the 2 years he'd been playing, last August when his team had been in the Tri-Town Championships. And even then, she'd left in the fourth inning before Bobby connected for what proved to be the game-winning triple. "Somebody has to work around here, Bobby-O," she would have replied had he dared reproach her for that. "Your father didn't exactly leave us well off, you know." It was true, of course. She had to work. And Ted was retired. Except Ted had to stay clear of the low men in the yellow coats, and that was a full-time job. The fact that they didn't exist wasn't the point. Ted believed they did, but had come out to see him play just the same. "Probably some dirty old man wanting to put a suck job on one of the little kids," Harry Shaw said. Harry was small and tough. A boy going through life with his chin stuck out a mile. Being with Bill and Harry suddenly made Bobby homesick for Sully John, who had left on the Camp Winnie bus Monday morning at the brain-numbing hour of 5 a.m. S.J. didn't have much of a temper, and he was kind. Sometimes Bobby thought that was the best thing about Sully. He was kind.